Hi, this is a dictation for Cassandra Hall, C-O-S-A-N-D-R-A. Last name is Hall, H-A-L-L. Date of birth is 12-17-1966. Date of accident, 3-16-2022. The date of service is 1-10-2023. The patient was last seen on 12-6-2022. Currently, the patient reports of pain, moderate to severe pain in the neck and the lower back, radiating to the right buttock and right towards the right hip up to the knee area. There is a pain in the left hand, especially in the left thumb, pain in the right knee. All of these pains are varying from 7 to 10. The lower back pain is the worst, which is 10, and right knee pain is the worst, which is 10. Patient is undergoing physical therapy 2 times per week and is prescribed narco for pain relief for the timing. She has found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement as well. She has not come forward for the injection treatment that were advised to her or surgical options which were discussed to her, and has not availed of the consultation yet. Her injury was on 3-16-2022, almost 10 months ago, and she reports that due to my advice, she has lost 7 pounds and she's feeling slightly better. Her wrist on the left side does hurt, especially at the base of the left thumb, but she never went for CT scan as of yet. It was advised several months ago. Currently, the patient reports that the pain level is from 7 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8 to 9 as follows. General activity is affected 10, mood is 8, work is 8, walking ability, relationship with other people, sleep are affected 9, while enjoyment of life is affected 8. 80% relief has been obtained by the physical therapy medications, according to the patient. In the system review, there is a history of vertigo and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, loss of balance, and anxiety. However, the patient definitely denies any headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear, or dizziness, no fainting, blackout, seizures, no history of any loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, no poor grades at work or poor work performance, no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient does have a stiffness of the neck and lower back, and pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and the right knee. And with moderate difficulty in walking, decreased range of motions are reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing are reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is a moderate difficulty breathing and asthma, but no chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there is a definitely improvement up to 70-80% pain is improved with all the treatment protocols that were instituted for her. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported at this time. Current pain medication is not for substance abuse. None is reported. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication version. Physical examination. The physical examination reveals the following. Blood pressure is 140/98. Pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 12-6-2022. Dictation number is 1208-071. And diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue all the medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day, Aleve 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 3 times a day, Voltaren gel 200 gram, as well as she's provided with a prescription for pain medication, Norco 5 mg 325 for 12 hours, 15 days, 30 tablets. Patients are continuing physical therapy at once a week. Physical therapy has been requested to provide physical therapy evaluation and certification for further therapy. And therapy will be discontinued. The MRIs have been discussed with the patient in great detail as follows. The brain MRI reveals that there is microangiopathic ischemic disease in bilateral periventral subcortical cerebral white matter, lipoma along the dorsal convexity of the corpus callosum, and brain volumetric analysis shows that there is a positive TBI, and various areas of the brain are atrophied, for which she need to go to a neuropsych treatment. In the lumbar disc, there is a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, L3, L3, L4, L4, L5, and herniated disc at L5 S1, with various other findings on impingement and the foramina stenosis bilaterally. Patient is advised lumbar epidural steroid injection for this. In the thoracic region, there is a herniated disc at T1, T2, and T3, T4, T4, T5, T5-6, T6-7, T7 and 8, T8 and 9, T9-10, T10-11, T11 and 12. And then in the lumbar L2-3, there is a herniated disc. L3-4, there is a herniated disc. In the cervical region, there is a herniated disc at C5-6, C6-7, and C4-5, for which patient has been advised cervical epidural, thoracic epidural, lumbar epidural injections. Spinal traction has been advised. Patient has been given a neck traction device. Patient is advised that her family should help her in doing that. Also, she has recommended a high bar to stretch her lower back. Therapy should be doing that also. Yoga has been advised. And a correct decision is advised. She remained disabled for work, housework, and transportation for now. She'll be scheduled for a LESI, CESI, ASAP, an injection to the right knee. She has failed to do her MRI for the right knee and left shoulder that was advised earlier, and CT scan for the wrist on the left side. So far, she is stable. Thank you.